1. What is Gilderoy Lockhart's favourite colour? 2. What is Gilderoy Lockhart's secret ambition? 3. What, in your opinion, is Gilderoy Lockhart's greatest achievement to date? On and on it went, over 3 sides of paper, right down to 54. When is Gilderoy Lockhart's birthday, and what would his ideal gift be? Half an hour later, Lockhart collected in the papers and rifled through them in front of the class. Hardly any of you remembered that my favourite colour is lilac. I say so in Year with a Yeti. And a few of you need to read Weekend with a Werewolf more carefully. I clearly state in Chapter 12 that my ideal birthday gift would be harmony between all magic and non-magic peoples, though I wouldn't say no to a large bottle of Ogden's Old Fire Whiskey. He gave them another roguish wink. Ron was now staring at Lockhart with an expression of disbelief on his face. Seamus Finnegan and Dean Thomas, who were sitting in front, were shaking with silent laughter. Hermione, on the other hand, was listening to Lockhart with rapt attention, and gave a start when he mentioned her name. But Miss Hermione Granger knew my secret ambition is to rid the world of evil and market my own range of hair care potions. Good girl. In fact, he flipped her paper over, full marks. Where is Miss Hermione Granger? Hermione raised a trembling hand. Excellent, beamed Lockhart. Quite excellent. Take 10 points for Gryffindor. And so, to business. He bent down behind his desk and lifted a large covered cage onto it. Now, be warned. It is my job to arm you against the foulest creatures known to wizard kind. You may find yourselves facing your worst fears in this room. Know only that no harm can befall you whilst I am here. All I ask is that you remain calm. In spite of himself, Harry leaned around his pile of books for a better look at the cage. Lockhart placed a hand on the cover. Dean and Seamus had stopped laughing now. Neville was cowering in his front row seat. "I must ask you not to scream," said Lockhart in a low voice. "It might provoke them." As the whole class held its breath, Lockhart whipped off the cover. "Yes," he said dramatically. "Freshly caught Cornish pixies!" Seamus Finnegan couldn't control himself. He let out a snort of laughter which even Lockhart couldn't mistake for a scream of terror. "Yes," he smiled at Seamus. "Well, they're not very dangerous, are they?" Seamus choked. "Don't be so sure," said Lockhart, waggling a finger annoyingly at Seamus. "Devilish tricky little blighters they can be." The pixies were electric blue and about 8 inches high, with pointed faces and voices so shrill it was like listening to a lot of budgies arguing. The moment the cover had been removed, they had started jabbering and rocketing around, rattling the bars and pulling bizarre faces at the people nearest them. "Right then," Lockhart said loudly, "let's see what you make of them." And he opened the cage. It was pandemonium. The pixies shot in every direction like rockets. 2 of them seized Neville by the ears and lifted him into the air. Several shot straight through the window, showering the back row with broken glass. The rest proceeded to wreck the classroom more effectively than a rampaging rhino. They grabbed ink bottles and sprayed the class with them, shredded books and papers, tore pictures from the walls, upended the waste bin, grabbed bags and books, and threw them out of the smashed window. Within minutes, half the class was sheltering under desks, and Neville was swinging from the candelabra in the ceiling. "Come on now, round them up, round them up! They're only pixies!" Lockhart shouted. He rolled up his sleeves, brandished his wand, and bellowed, "Pesky pixie, pestodomi!" It had absolutely no effect. One of the pixies seized Lockhart's wand and threw it out of the window too. Lockhart gulped, and dived under his own desk, narrowly avoiding being squashed by Neville, who fell a second later as the candelabra gave way. The bell rang, and there was a mad rush towards the exit. In the relative calm that followed, Lockhart straightened up, caught sight of Harry, Ron, and Hermione, who were almost at the door, and said, "'Well, I'll ask you three to just nip the rest of them back into their cage." He swept past them and shut the door quickly behind him. "Can you believe him?" roared Ron, as one of the remaining pixies bit him painfully on the ear. "He just wants to give us some hands-on experience," said Hermione, immobilizing two pixies at once with a clever freezing charm and stuffing them back into their cage. "Hands-on?" said Harry, who was trying to grab a pixie dancing out of reach with its tongue out. "Hermione, he didn't have a clue what he was doing." "Rubbish!" said Hermione. "You've read his books. Look at all those amazing things he's done."
"He says he's done," Ron muttered.